At Sundance 2011, the film festival is once again the epicenter of documentary film. I'm Jason Lopez, and this year I tried to see as many docs as I could fit into a weekend. There's a strong field with titles like An African Election, The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest, and Reagan. But one that's sure to get attention has a theme that's not necessarily exotic. It's not set in some faraway land. It's not about people you'll never meet. Essentially, it's a film that focuses on the way the media portrays half the world's population. Misrepresentation, that's misspelled M-I-S-S, is a new documentary showing how the media portrays women as one-dimensional or less valuable than men. After the showing of the film on the first weekend of Sundance, the director, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, and a panel convened to talk about the film and meet the press. After the panel, I stepped out onto a balcony with ski slopes on the surrounding mountains as a backdrop to talk with her and with Gina Davis about the film. What follows is essentially an excerpt from raw tape of those interviews.
I'm Jennifer Siebel Newsom, and I wrote, directed, and produced Misrepresentation, the documentary that I know you've been able to speak to a few people about.
Where did the idea come to actually make a film?
Sure. You know, I'd been having these conversations with friends in the entertainment industry about the lack of women, both behind the scenes and in front of the camera, and the lack of stories about women. And then I witnessed the 2008 presidential campaign and the sexism directed at Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin, and to some of the wives of the politicians who were running for the presidential office. And I just thought, okay, there's a connection here, because in Hollywood we were seeing these sort of hypersexualized and limiting and disparaging images of women. And then in the media, the news media, they were holding women to a different standard and sexualizing them and objectifying them and commenting on things that had nothing to do with their capacity as leaders, with their brain power, with their talents and their acumen, with their positions on policies. And so I recognized the connection. And then knowing that I wanted to have children someday, I wanted to, you know, I was really worried about the culture that we live in, and it's sort of this become this dumbed down celebrity driven, you know, junk food culture. And I thought, okay, I've got to do something about this, because I got to change the culture for my kids and for future generations. I'm so flattered and honored to be here, and Robert Redford's been an idol and icon to me, and what he's done with Sundance and the Sundance Institute, and what he's created, and then all of the people that have followed in his footsteps and actually championed films that the world needs to see, that have a special perspective and that can actually affect change and make a difference socially, politically, environmentally, whatever it is. So this was the perfect home for this film. And definitely when we submitted, I was nervous, but I was also a little bit cocky and confident, because I thought to myself, you know, this film is about women, and if they don't get it, then seriously, I will be incensed. And I will also go, okay, this is a bigger problem than I thought. But the fact that they recognized that they needed this film in their lineup, to me, speaks not only to them and that jury, but also to the fact that people recognize how important it is that we actually change, and that we affect change, and that we leave the world in a better place for future generations.
So when you took that envelope to the post office, so you didn't think, oh man, I want to open it up one more time.
I know, right? No, I did. And even today, I mean, you know, watching it, you know, as a filmmaker, I'm sitting going, oh, that's not right. How did that get in there? And what's that? And, you know, and I've watched it like a gazillion times. So, you know, you never really want to let go. But at some point, you have to. At some point, you just have to say, I'm done. And I know there's been some distribution interest in the film. And if they tell me they need to do something, I'm totally open to it, as long as they get that movie out there.
Excellent. I'm Gina Davis. My day job is as an actor, but I also have a great deal of interest in issues surrounding girls and women's empowerment. So I'm on a number of boards, and I also started my own research institute called the Gina Davis Institute on Gender in Media. I'm just thrilled that Jennifer's movie, Misrepresentation, is here, because this is where... You know, people who love movies come. It's where incredibly important decision makers in Hollywood come. And so much media comes here, too, and covers what's going on. So so Jen's movie will get a lot of attention. And hopefully a lot of discussion will be generated about it. Just seeing the reaction of the audience that was there, everyone was all astir and thinking, what can we do next? And so I think that's really, really important. It's just an important place to be because the decisions about gender representation are made all the way from the head of the studio to the AD on the set. And we need to reach all of those levels to make them aware of what choices they're making. Media has a tremendous impact on our culture. It's not just reflecting our culture, it's shaping it as well. And this is why I've focused my attention on the media that kids see in the beginning, the media that's aimed at children 11 and under, because the gender representations are so appalling and there's such a lack of female presence that it's really sending a strong message to kids. And we know there's plenty of research that shows that kids, little kids, have trouble telling the difference between reality and stories they see in movies. So they're really taking in from the very beginning, that the world is very unbalanced. Boys are more important than girls, and men are more important than women.